Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up from there. Sweet, sweet, baby.
Film did a great job of depicting the reality of flying fighters. So G-forces are very real and very taxing on the body, and the flying is certainly dynamic and difficult and challenging, and we do train very hard to be the best at what we do, both here on the Blue Angels and in the Fleet, Navy, and Marine Corps. So in that aspect, I thought it was excellent.
That's Lieutenant Commander Julius Bratton. He's the number 5 pilot, the lead solo. This is his 4th year on the team after having a year of, wait, what did we do this year? COVID, which, you know, a lot of the team did. He was one of the people that we got a chance to talk to yesterday. Good guy. I mean, I'd met him a couple times before, and it was kind of, at least I think I have. I mean, I know who he is, you know, from talking to them so much, but it was kind of funny. I was walking up to him after the... I just like to say hi to the Blue Angels that are available because we don't get to meet the whole team. We did not get to meet Amanda Lee. Lieutenant Amanda Lee is not available for media this year. They've got a policy in place that first-year pilots don't get media interviews, and so they're waiting until next year for her, which I think in some ways it's annoying because we all want to talk to her. Everybody wants to interview her, but I think in some ways that's a good, hey, let's let her just do the job for a little while, and then next year, you know, we can all get to know her anyway. He was so cute. I was walking up and talking to him. And Lieutenant Scott Goosens, who's number 4, the slot pilot, and he's like, yeah, I know you. I recognize that voice. I'm like, yeah, I love that. So good to meet him yesterday and hang out with him for a little bit. He also explained, this is kind of, I always like to pick up the new stuff, you know, stuff that I hadn't heard before or hadn't seen in quite the same way. And actually, one of our news guys, Steve, was actually interviewing him and asked him about the timing involved in the solo passes, which is, you know, it's sort of an obvious question, but I had never thought to ask it because I know I did not know the way they set up for this. Here is his answer to that.
You must have an incredible timing because you're starting pretty far out. You have crosswinds, maybe headwinds, and in order to meet at the exact second and do what you guys do, how do you do that?
Magic. No, just a lot of practice. So just to like kind of briefly explain how we get there, the solos are in a timing pattern, and what that is we will arc on the outskirts of the TFR, so the 5 nautical mile circle that we have to fly in,
right?
And we will start our dive from 5,000 feet out at 4.5 nautical miles. At the same time, we will hit our 10-second checkpoint at the same time, mm-hmm. our 3-mile checkpoint at the same time, 2-mile checkpoint, 1-mile checkpoint at the same time, in hopes to meet at center point. All the things you mentioned,
yeah.
Winds,
crosswinds, headwinds,
inconsistencies on where we're at when we start that dive will factor into being able to meet at center point, but it is Six's job to make the most consistent pattern possible, and mm-hmm. it's my job to make up for any deviations in that pattern.
So I just thought that was interesting because, you know, I'd never thought about it much before, but to me, I just always figured they both started out flat, you know, and they come in, and the more I thought about it, I'm like, oh, I guess it doesn't make any sense. And also that Six, that's the opposing solo, is his job basically is to just fly his route, and then Five's job is to adapt to that and make adjustments so that they arrive at center point on time, which also makes sense because you want one, you know, it's kind of like when you tell your kids, like, okay, when you get lost, you come to this spot, and then we'll meet you there. You don't want both parties looking for each other. you know, same thing. You don't want both parties trying to adjust because then overcompensation and corrections can happen. So if one's just flying and the other one's adjusting, hey, that actually works pretty well. Also, I always am fascinated by people's call signs, and I think it's – for whatever reason, I can never remember them very well. You know, I tend to remember their – also because I feel a little bit awkward using them. I don't know. I just – I know it's not awkward to them, but I always feel awkward – even people that I know extremely well, like base commanders who I talk to all the time, I still feel weird calling Tim Kinsel a Lucky. I don't know why. And I feel weird calling Terry Shashadi Village. I don't know why. I just, it feels like fake poser pretense to do it. Like I'm not in the community, so it doesn't feel right. But anyway, so I always find the stories about how they get their call signs, or at least what they are, interesting.
Call signs, Whiskers.
Whiskers.
Where does it come from?
Curious like a cat. Ask a lot of questions.
Oh, I like that.
I love it. Whiskers. So that's honestly, that's one of the, like, my favorite call signs because it just kind of.
It's such a sweet, innocent one.
I'm sure.
Which is unusual.
Yeah. I will say call signs often have other stories involved too. There's often layers of meaning to the call signs. So very cool to get to see them yesterday. Oh, also. Our good friend Mel McRae, who is the co-host of the Cat Pack Morning Show with Brent Lane on Cat Country 98.7, she was the person who got to fly the media influencer flight yesterday. So she got to go up in the number 7 jet and get 40 minutes of good F-18 Super Hornet time.
How did she do?
She did absolutely great. We hit 7.5 G's and -2 on our push out from the inverted flight. So
I know it's hard to hear it over the jet engine sound, but that was Brent asking her, or asking Lieutenant Commander Tom Zimmerman, who's the narrator, you know, how'd she do? Well, 7.5 on the one side and -2 on the other, so that's a 9.5 separation.
That's a 9.5 G swing. And then we went as fast as Mach 0.95 or 0.95 times the speed of sound to as slow as 70 knots on our high alpha climb out. When we were like a rocket ship climbing straight up, really slow.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah, she did absolutely fantastic.
Mel, before you fall over.
How are you feeling now?
Hey, what was your favorite part?
Oh, all of it. How do you pick one? One of my favorite maneuvers is just doing the loop backwards. Because you're just like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. I didn't pass out.
But
that's an accomplishment. You want some banana?
she showed us a little on her leg. Because, you know, they tell you to eat bananas before you take the flight. Because you want a little something in your stomach, not a lot. And ideally, you like something in your stomach that if things, you know, exit through the entrance, let's just say, the experience isn't too awful. And, you know, bananas are nice and easy to deal with, let's just put it that way.
I was like towards the end too, I almost made it all the way through, but we did the 3-barrel loop and that's when I was like, give me a second, hold on.
The horizontal rolls, yeah.
Yeah, that's what did me in for the minute.
Your appreciation for naval aviation at its height.
Oh my
right
gosh,
now.
The G's are no joke. But
it's quite a workout.
It's a workout. I'm sweating. But it was really impressive. It was really cool. Thank you so much. It's so magical up there. I don't even know how to just over the water. We have such a beautiful scenery. It's majestic.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. You guys are so impressive.
Oh,
thank
it's pleasure. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to hug you. You're sweaty.
I'm sweaty too.
Which is, it is a super workout too. I mean, you're exhausted. I don't even know if Mel's, is Mel here today? She's working today. Okay. I'll tell you, showing up the day after your Blue Angels flight is like showing up the day after a big party where you didn't prepare properly. Like, it's physically.
Which is nothing new for Mel.
All right. There it is. Which is just physically. It's surprising how exhausting
she's
it
young.
Is. Okay, sure. Fine. You say it that way.
No. That's amazing. No, I'm so happy. I was so sick after Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to take it off. Had that stupid bow guy not called in.
So, congratulations to Mel. Thank you to Thomas Zimmerman. And also Kim Thomas, the principal at C.A. Weiss Elementary. She was the community influencer flight, and I got a good interview with her. I'll play that for you a little bit later. But, yeah, it's Blue Angels weekend. So, in case, you know, you're not familiar, which is understandable, not everybody is, the Civilian Acts do their full dress rehearsal today at noon, from noon and 2. And then at 2, the Blue Angels fly. So, you get about 45 minutes of Fat Albert and then the F-18s. And they don't do narration or music with the Blue Angels on Friday. They do that only on Saturday, which is the same rundown, so noon to 2, and that's also when you can listen to me talking to Captain Greg McWhirter, retired now. He and I talk about Blue Angel stuff for 2 hours, and then Tammy Martin and I are going to be out there from 11 talking about stuff. But then we allow the Blue Angels to be on the station, so we get their narration and their music, so you can listen to it anywhere you are, on the beach, on the water, anywhere else. And it's a great time. And I will say this, the weather is a bit of an unknown. Nobody's quite sure exactly what the weather is going to be on Saturday. And so my one thought is, depending on how many chances you have to see the Blues or what your schedule is or what your plans are, my advice would be, if you're willing to do it, you know, I'd go today and go tomorrow, because just in case, you know, if you're really like, I got to see the Blues this weekend, take your two chances and maybe they both work out. We hope they do, but at least that way, you know, your odds are higher that in case you count on it being tomorrow and something happens and weather can happen, you know, that you did get to see him today. But it's going to be a hot mess. I mean, the beach is going to be a mess all day today and tomorrow. 520, in fact, they're probably, the parking lot on Pensacola Beach is probably getting pretty close to full. I got to check the cameras here in just a minute. Even now at 520, yes, that's the reality of it. 521 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. Big selection. That's one of the advantages. Lots of different cars you can try, sit in, 5, 6, 7 different kinds of trucks or sedans or minivans or SUVs, and really compare them all. And, you know, it might be that you kind of have a, you know, maybe you don't like this particular brand or you do like that particular brand. Okay, fine. But sit in all of them and see what you think. Drive several of them and see what you really think, because, you know, you might discover that something you thought you liked isn't as cool compared to the others, or something that you really didn't think much of, and then you drive and you're like, oh, well, that is fantastic. And that's the point. You want to get the thing that you're really happy with, not what you come in with, kind of the idea of what you're going to like. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with great quality used cars behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Just a little push.
I was thinking about yesterday, and I was actually talking with one of the officers for one of the training wings there on the base while we're watching the Blues and all that stuff, is, you know, I'm 52, okay? So to me, Top Gun, right? Okay? But, you know, these guys are like, I mean, the Blue Angels are, you know, late 20s, you know, the old, maybe young 30s. that means they did not grow up on Top Gun. Top Gun is too old of a movie for them. You know, maybe they did. Maybe they know. But they, probably what they know is they know Top Gun Maverick, you know? And then maybe they're like, oh, this is the sequel. What's the other movie? We should go go watch that movie. Kind of like, you know, somebody who is younger might have grown up and, you know, gotten, I don't know, motivated to go play pool because they saw Color of Money. And then they're like, what's The Hustler? What is that all about? And then they go watch the old one, you know. So, I don't know. It's kind of interesting to think about how old people are, what they know, what they don't know, you know, what's familiar to them. 525 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The jobs and unemployment report for June expected to show a big drop in job creation. The Labor Department report due to release this morning at about 7:30. Crews across the country battling dozens of wildfires, a lot of them in the southwest. New Mexico's Pass Fire continuing to burn about 60,000 acres right now. Up by the border of Washington and Oregon, the Tunnel 5 fire apparently has already caused several hundred people to have to evacuate their homes, and the U.S. also sending crews to battle some of those wildfires going on in Canada. And, Andrew, guess what's coming to streaming?
Oh, I'm all curious. We got
it's me, Mario.
The Super Mario Brothers movie coming to Peacock on August 3rd. Of course, it was super successful at the box office and set the record for the best opening weekend of the year so far.
Okay. All right. We'll watch it, certainly. I hear it's much better than you would think, which is, you know, that's
right,
my goal.
That's what I heard, too.
Thanks, David. 527 here on News Radio 92.3. John Schell, kind of interesting, you know, the founder of Upper Intuition and the really... He's not the he's fine. He's not the only person who made the skate park happen, but he was the kind of like the face of the skate park, like the consistent guy who was organizing things and going to city council and he was our point of contact for years and years and years before there was even an agreement to make a skate park. Well, now they're talking about building one out on Pensacola Beach. And apparently he's got the support of Commissioner Bender. I knew they had been having a meeting earlier this week. Anyway, PNJ, Jim Little doing good reporting on this and talking about how, you know, look, Pensacola Beach and downtown are not exactly right next to each other. I mean, that's a half hour away, drive time. Kids don't necessarily have access to the vehicle to get them from one to the other. So the idea to put one together at Cowley Park makes sense. I mean, it's an interesting idea and I could see it. So, more skate parks. I'm all for it. That's fantastic. In fact, Commissioner Bender apparently has been talking about this with John since 2021, and having a skate park at the beach makes all the sense in the world. Also, I think we mentioned this to you yesterday, but you know, I was telling you that the mayor gave us a bit of an answer on why the lights weren't up and running, and you know, the PNJ also had an article about this, after we had talked about it yesterday, I think, where, you know, there's like this burn-in phase that FDOT is going to have them on continuously, and we're not quite there yet. The mayor had told me that the reason they weren't on at night was because the Coast Guard had certain rules that had been satisfied, but then those rules got changed. Our bridge got grandfathered in, but there's been a conversation about exactly what to do at night because, you know, Coast Guard's concerned about, you know, maritime navigation and safety and they want to make sure everything is proper. So we're just not quite to the final phase of all of that to make sure that we can actually run the lights all the time just yet. So between the burn-in time and the approvals, that's kind of a collage of reasons why we don't yet have the lights on for either Blue Angels weekend or for the 4th of July, which, you know, eventually, hopefully, we will have. What else do we have going? Oh, odd story. I don't know if you saw this, but the U.S. is sending cluster munitions to Ukraine for use against Russia. And I don't know how your level of knowledge of military things is, but I know some, but not necessarily enough all the time. And my thought was, I thought we didn't use those. I thought those weren't allowed. It was a long backstory here because cluster munitions, which is where you have one artillery shell, for example, that carries a bunch of little bombs inside of it. So it blows up and then you have several other bombs that then go off. So you can target a bunch of things in a zone, basically, instead of just one spot where the shell is going to blow up. And it's kind of like multiple reentry vehicles for nuclear warheads, somewhat similar to that same concept. But the problem is they get used against civilians, which is not allowed. But also because a lot of them don't explode. In the past, you had inefficient rounds. And so they would just basically sit in the ground and then you would have unexploded ammunition, which is dangerous to civilians. That's like having unexploded mines in the area. Well, the failure rate to explode is one of the reasons why we would historically not have used them, but we have used them because the modern ones are much more efficient and don't have that same problem associated with them. Also, this is a great way to send good ammunition for Ukraine against Russia that avoids us having to send other ammunition that we would prefer to not have to deplete out of our stockpile. So that's kind of the backstory on why we're sending cluster munitions to Ukraine.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen with high-level meetings today. During her four-day trip to China, she spells out the administration's economic approach to the communist nation.
We seek healthy economic competition that is not winner-take-all, but with a fair set of rules will benefit both of our countries.
Yellen speaking last hour in Beijing. President Biden delivers remarks this afternoon about lowering costs for Americans. Then he's off to his house on the water in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Friction between two social media giants. Fox's Carmen Roberts.
A Twitter attorney accuses Meta of hiring Twitter employees to help build the rival app Threads. Meta denies the claim.
Meta challenging Twitter's reign with its social media app Threads that came online this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 78 right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign says it's raised $20 million in 2023's second fundraising quarter. We get more from Brian Shook.
Thursday's announcement comes roughly 6 weeks after the Republican launched his White House bid in late May. Never Back Down, a political action committee supporting DeSantis' run, says it's raked in $130 million since launching back in March. Meantime, former President Trump's team revealed this week that it brought in $35 million during the second quarter. I'm Brian Shook.
Thank you, Brian. Well, it's summertime, and Pensacola police say that means an increase in vehicle burglaries.
When school's out, we seem to have more of them. We had several vehicles, and I don't want to say they were broken into because that's not true. They were entered because they were, you can guess it, they were unlocked. And these thefts or these burglaries occurred off of Bayou Boulevard and subdivisions there and also off the Scenic Highway.
That's PPD's Mike Wood. He says during this last rash of burglaries, a firearm was stolen. And he says the best defense you have against these burglaries is simple. Lock your car doors. He says most of the time it's a crime of opportunity. If your door's locked, the would-be burglar will just move on to the next vehicle. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says a man attacked a nurse who was taking a break with a tire iron. That happened at the HCA Fort Walton Beach Destin Hospital yesterday morning. 27-year-old Raul Miller Jr., now charged with attempted felony murder in the case. And investigators say the nurse eventually was able to fight off Miller, but not before she was hit in the head several times. She was able to provide deputies with a description. Miller was found shortly after the attack riding a bicycle. Bloody tire iron also found on his person. The state attorney's office says contractor Matthew Banks now faces another 11 cases of fraud. According to Channel 3, Banks was in court yesterday to be rearraigned on some of his prior cases. On the new charges, he has not yet been arraigned. In the cases where he has been, though, he's pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say he stole over $5 million from more than 150 different people. It is 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It's going to be a nice, warm, humid day today with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon continues as we go through the rest of the weekend. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. We're going to be seeing the heat and humidity continue for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 90s, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it is 78 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Pete Morgan of Service Matters Realty and Property Management. I am a 1981 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I served 25 years in the U.S. Navy. As an aviator, I know what it takes to achieve the excellence that is required to fly with the Blue Angels. As a helicopter pilot, I flew support missions for Blue Angels air shows. The ethos of the Blue Angels and Service Matters Realty and Property Management are the same. Honor, courage, commitment. If you're looking to buy or sell or need property management, talk to us. ServiceMattersRE.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
See people breaking through a wall like they're in a Kool-Aid commercial. You're not a child of the 80s, and that's fine. That's fine. 538 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno, as we do on a Thursday. Wes, welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Hey, absolutely great to have you with us. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, the shelter, I guess, is doing a pet adoption event that starts today, right? And I know this is one of those things like people who know you but don't really know you, you're a big, tough guy who builds roads and oversees the county and does some barbecuing on the side, some pretty amazing barbecuing on the side. And they might think, what does he care about animals? But that's really a passion for you, right? That's something you really care about deeply.
It is. It absolutely is. So 4 or 5 years ago, we adopted two puppies or two dogs from the animal shelter. And then over Christmas, we fostered one, and then we wound up keeping her. So
aww.
We're a great supporter of adopting the dogs out of the shelter, rescuing them, and giving them a good home. And you know, they're so just overworked, really, if you will, at the shelter. They're understaffed because it's hard to keep good help when they walk in and you realize that you got 300 animals and they have to be cleaned, the kennels have to be cleaned, and there's just a lot of dynamics in dealing with the animals, the cats and dogs. And it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are some that because of illness or because of super aggressiveness, we do put those down. But we are at a threshold where we could be considered a no-kill shelter, really. So John Robinson's done a fantastic job in turning that around.
Yeah.
But we are struggling over there. We have a lot of animals and a lot of dogs. and a cat. And so, and this is not the first time we've done this. Matter of fact, I told John not too long ago, just waive the fees. Just waive them. And so that's the strategy with this effort here as well. We're just going to waive the adoption fees. And there'll still be a licensing fee, I think, of $11 or something like that. But, it's a big push. It's a big effort to try to get animals to a good home, but also to try to alleviate some of the overcrowding that we have at animal shelter.
Most definitely. And it starts today, goes through the 31st, so all through the month of July, just trying to empty the shelters, which is actually the name of the adoption event, through the Bissell Pet Foundation. So, you know, if you've been thinking about an animal, Scambia County Animal Shelter, go and find the one that is the right fit for you. One of the other things I wanted to talk with you about is obviously we have Blue Angels coming up this weekend. I mean, it's already going, you know, it's going to be a pretty hefty day today, huge day tomorrow and Saturday, obviously. What kind of preparation do you have to do? What sort of level of staffing up and devotion of resources does this take? And then also kind of on the follow-up side, we used to get a lot of people complain about the mess at Memorial Day. I think we've done a tremendous job over the last several years of, you know, communication and cleanup all together. But I think sometimes people miss that, you know, Blue Angels weekend is a massive mess that takes tremendous cleanup, right?
It is, and you're right. We roll out on Memorial Day, and then, you know, you have the 4th of July weekend, last weekend, which is a huge weekend on the beach, and then you roll right into the Blue Angel weekend on the beach. So it's a massive push for water safety. It's a massive push for public safety and for public works, and even the sheriff's department and law enforcement. So we are ramped up. It's all hands on deck. And unfortunately for us at the public works especially, we are almost fully staffed. I think we had one drop on us the other day, but it's been good to have that staff there. We haven't had that in the past couple summers, but we were fully staffed just about, so it'll make it a lot easier on us. But yeah, it's all hands on deck, and you know, they're setting up the area where all of the narration is going to come from, you know, all of that. We support all of that, and then of course, you know, just the beach strategy itself, and how to keep the beach clean, how to keep the bathrooms clean. And then from public safety, you know, the message is, you know, we're going to be out there. We're going to be ready. We don't want anything negative to happen, but if it does, we'll be there in force. But, water safety, stay hydrated. You know, that's the biggest thing I can tell you. When you go out there, you go early. If you're not a person that doesn't like, if you don't like being crowds, that's probably not going to be your event.
That's for sure.
But, but go early. Take plenty of water with you, Gatorade, things of that nature. I know, you know, people like to partake with some alcoholic drinks, and that's fine, but you can't just drink alcohol all day. You got to hydrate, and alcohol is not a hydrating fluid. So just be prepared and be patient. Bring your patience with you.
You know, it's a great note about the Gatorade because, you know, water is great for the initial stages of dehydration, but there's a reason Gatorade or, you know, electrolyte-based drinks work so well for the players and also for the regular public that's, you know, giving you back the other stuff that you really need. So that's actually a really good note. And you're right. I mean, we put, you know, tens of thousands of people on the beach in the heat, in the crowd, in one of the, you know, hottest days of the year. We crowd up all the lanes of transportation, which makes it harder for first responders to get in and get out and do their thing. And then now go, you know, and let's hope this works. Well, you know, you guys do an amazing job every year. Wes, I have a question. I don't know if you know the answers. I'm just curious. I was surprised that the 3 Mile Bridge did not run their really cool LED lights for the 4th of July. I had been taken to understand that basically the big events in the year, the Blue Angels weekend, 4th of July, and that some of these would have special light displays. FDOT didn't run those. Do you happen to have any insight into why they didn't or know anything about that?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do not know the answer to that one.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm just curious if you might know, because it seems like nobody's quite sure, but I was curious if you might. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, and I kind of been talking about this yesterday with D.C. Reeves a little bit, this SB 170 that passed, the local ordinances bill that says you have to do like a business impact statement. If a business challenges a new ordinance, that you have to put it on hold. It goes to court. If you lose, you pay their legal fees up to $50,000. Even if you win, there's like, I think, a 45-day delay before you can start enforcing it again. Have you and your staff or you and the commissioners talked about how this is going to affect your ability to make new laws or pass new ordinances?
Yeah, we've spoken about it a little bit in one-on-one conversations, and it's hard to say right now exactly how big of an impact that's going to be on the local governments. I'm not a fan of preemption. I don't like it when the local governments are preempted out of enforcing an ordinance or taking action on a certain issue. I think it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not necessarily a fan of this one, but we'll just have to see how we move going forward and how it really impacts us and affects us. And hopefully it'll be minimal, if at all, but we'll just have to see as we go.
Yeah, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'm with you. I don't like preemption. I think I understand the idea behind the bill of trying to protect rights of businesses and individuals. And it's better than the bill that came out last year that did not wind up getting signed. But still, it strikes me as a bill that says, especially because Tallahassee doesn't apply it to themselves, right? If it was a great idea, then the bill should apply to the cities and the counties and to the state. In this case, the bill was passed and it applies to the cities and the counties. And that, to me, says that it's not the great idea. Otherwise, it would apply at all levels of government. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator, always joins us on a Thursday for great information and helps us understand why our government keeps running the way that it does. Thank you so much, Wes, for the time, as always. Best of luck to everybody this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Most definitely. 546 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are – oh, and by the way, we got a good text in yesterday after our conversation with Wes that Pedialyte for the kids, big advantage. And even the little packets, Lisa Newell was reminding me about that you can take the little packets to mix into your water because it's electrolytes and, other things besides just the water that you need for a long time endurance when you're out in the heat. And it is a long hot, if you're taking the kids out there for sure. So be sure to watch that stuff as well. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a great resource, genuinely a fantastic resource. And the way I think about it is she has a kind of expertise that is the product of her work ethic and her creativity and her intelligence and her people skills, and all of that is true. But it's also a matter of repetitions. Like, would you rather go get your surgery done by the gal who did like two surgeries last year or who did, 200 surgeries last year? Would you rather go have your car worked on by the mechanic who did, two repairs last year or 200 repairs? And the same thing, would you rather buy a house with somebody or sell a house with somebody who did it, twice or once or maybe not at all last year, or somebody who did it 230 times? Well, that's the point. In those repetitions, she's encountered everything. Everything that you can see, she's seen. And so she brings a kind of intuitive, innate knowledge to this that you only get through massive repetition and tremendous success. And so, she doesn't have to think about which colors people like or which landscaping they like or, what's the right price. She just knows because she does it so many times. And that's the kind of expertise that you really want. 723-9158 is her phone number. Give her a call. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Gentlemen, this school is about combat. There are no points for second place.
Andy, I know you're not a big sports fan, except for you like football, okay? But baseball, you know, it's just, I mean,
I like baseball. I know what it is.
Okay,
and
all right, all right, fair enough. So you understand that when the pitcher's on the mound throwing the ball, right, and sometimes a ball will get tipped by the hitter, mm-hmm, and sometimes that ball then bounces into, for example, the umpire or the catcher, and sometimes if you foul the ball sort of straight down and then it bounces straight back up over the center of the plate, it's going to find a certain part of the catcher that might be slightly more painful than other parts of the catcher.
Like if a person was made out of food, then it would be his meat and potatoes? Is that what you were saying to me?
So, Kisner, who is the one of the catchers that the Cardinals carries, had such an incident. And good luck for us, Jim Hayes was doing the update on his condition, which the story in itself is not particularly newsworthy, but the way he shared the information, I personally found a little bit entertaining.
There's Kiz. He's on the 10-day IL. After getting caught in an unfortunate area with a foul tip, Kiz told me everything is structurally intact. Just some bruising. That's good news. He said he's still sore. The doctor actually told him he can swing the bat if he wants to, but Chip, he said he's just going to take it easy for a day or two and let the soreness go away. But he's doing fine.
And that's obviously a very sensitive subject.
I'm assuming, first of all, that like swing the bat is not a euphemism. you know, that's, and also just, you know, that way of describing things, structurally intact, that is a very effective way to communicate the medical truth that we were all hoping was going to be the case. So
yeah.
Just maybe I'm, you know, I listen to all the Cardinals games and I'm listening to this the other day. I'm like, okay, that's, I mean, how else do you say it? I don't know. That's a good way to talk your way around the issue. 552 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. will begin supplying Ukraine with cluster munitions. According to multiple reports, the Pentagon is expected to announce today that President Biden has approved Kyiv's request for those weapons. That'll bypass a U.S. law prohibiting the production, use, or transfer of cluster munitions with a failure rate of more than 1%. The man that shot 23 people at a Walmart in El Paso is going to be sentenced today in federal court. Patrick Crucius admitted he targeted Hispanics in the 2019 mass shooting. Crucius pleaded guilty back in February. And Jimmy and Rosalind Carter celebrating a unique mark in their marriage today. Andrew, today on the seventh day of the seventh month is also their 77th anniversary.
No way. Wow.
And,
right.
They've been,
I guess that makes sense. That's going to happen eventually. But that not everybody gets to 77 years.
No.
And
absolutely
not everybody gets to 77 years on July 7th. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
And, they've been married longer than any other presidential couple in U.S. history.
I believe it, yeah. All right. Well, very cool. David, thanks so much for the update. 554 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this has got to be one of the weirdest stories where I was reading this yesterday and, you know, you think, wow, you know, we do some crazy things in Florida and people do some crazy things in Texas and they do some crazy things in California. Nobody's got crazy beat like Wisconsin. This is...
There's nothing to do but watch football and eat cheese.
I genuinely can't even explain this. This is a political story. So you know how we have the line item veto Okay, the legislature sends this budget up to the governor every year, you know, with its, I don't know, make on up a number, 6,000 lines, okay? And he decides he doesn't think that project is good or that project's pork or whatever, and he cuts every year, you know, so many projects out of the budget, okay, through the line item veto, something which DeSantis says if he becomes president, he wants to put into the Constitution to allow the president to do the same thing. I agree. Brilliant. It would dramatically cut down on wasteful spending in Congress. Okay, so that's the premise of the, you know, the line item veto. You know, governors can veto things, but different governors have different kinds of veto power. And in Wisconsin, they have selective veto power where it's not just they can cross out a thing. They can actually make changes to words and letters basically wherever they see fit. And that can completely change the meaning of legislation that's been passed. So, for example, and they actually have different, like, different descriptions of the different kinds of edits that have been done over the years. One of the different kinds of edits is the Vanna White veto, which is to just, you know, strike through different words and make new words, eliminating and that's kind of been tinkered with, eliminating the power to eliminate words and numbers in two or more sentences to create a new sentence. Like if you take out the intermediate part, it creates a whole new meaning. That's the Frankenstein veto is another one. And there's just weird descriptions for the various ways this works. Well, the governor of Wisconsin was handling the budget, Governor Tony Evers. And there was a number in the line that had to do with the increase in child funding for schools. They were going to raise it by $325 per student from 2000 next year and then through 2025, which is good. I mean, it's good. $300 increase for students. That's good. Well, he changed the zero in 2025 to a four. So what he created was a legal obligation to increase the spending on every student by $325 every year for the next 400 years. And it's the law now. Like there's apparently some really unlikely ways to challenge this, but basically this is just the law. So they passed this whole budget and it says, you know, we're going to increase student spending by $300 a year for a year. And he says, nah, how about 400 years? Which of course means that taxes are going to go up and to accommodate. I mean, it's a wild thing to imagine. There's all these, I was reading some of the history of this, but Governor Walker in 2017, Scott Walker, used his veto power to extend the deadline of a state program that was going to end in 2018. He extended it to 3018. They called it the 1,000-year veto. There was a program that was supposed to start that he didn't want to have to start it, so he delayed the implementation of that by 60 years through this weird veto power that the Wisconsin governor. And what I'm thinking when I'm reading this is, why don't they just get rid of this? This is crazy. But they just think, oh, that's just our system. So they actually write laws in Wisconsin in a way that is deliberately hard for the governor to tinker with them. So they have to come up with not just the law or the budget item, but they have to come up with a way to write the budget item so that the governor doesn't have the ability to do this and screw it up. It's just, what planet is this? This is such a bizarre thing. But, you know, hey, Wisconsin, cheeseheads, whatever. 558 on News Radio 92.3. This story was, it's a little one, but it did make me laugh a little bit. The headline, two Mobile gas stations busted for selling alcohol to minors. According to Mobile Police, MPD. So they went to these four different stations. There was a Circle K and there was a Road Mart, whatever. And they went to these four different locations to see, because they had heard allegations. And they went to these four different ones to find out. And turns out two of them were doing just fine. Two of them were not doing just fine. And in fact, at one of them, they wound up, they couldn't arrest, I guess they didn't arrest the kid, but it's a 16-year-old who was selling alcohol to minors. He shouldn't be selling alcohol in the first place. The other one was a 42-year-old. All I could think about when I read this story is the average 20-year-old stumbles across this story and is like, which two exactly? Like, you know, could you be more specific? And I mean, I'm, you know, asking for a friend. Like, which two are we going to here? Hey, it is Blue Angels this weekend, of course, today and tomorrow. The rundown is from noon to 2. We have the Civilian Acts and the Blues Fly at 2, weather permitting. And we will, of course, be carrying all of the events tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. through the end of the Blues.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Former contract.